Scott, you unashamed?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Just you might have, there was a song in the middle of that clip, which was written by Helen Holt. She wrote it just for us, just for our church. So it's a beautiful song that she wrote about not being ashamed, and just a wonderful song. She wrote that just for us. So blessings and thank you to Helen Holt, who's at the Altona Church, and wrote that just for us. So it's a real blessing. Praise God. Amen. Well, we want to talk about being unashamed, and we're going to look at some things this morning. Hopefully, you've got the heart of what it's about. You should be getting a little pack, so if the stewards would like to pass these around, just make sure you grab one of these vision packs. If you're a married couple, just take one per married couple. But if you really want one, take one. Please don't leave any on the seats. It takes many, many, many hours to produce these, so you don't want it. I don't want any left on the seats. Take it home, read it. But we're going to go through and have a look and see what's in there. So as you get it, you'll find that you've got your little document, which we went through that on the on the presentation there. So I'm not going to take you through it there. But it's got all the detail in it, so you can have a look at that. It's got all the information in it. So make sure you have a look through that. Also, when you have a look at this in just a moment, you'll notice that it's got all of the all our goals and all the strategies, all the programs, all the things that we are doing that we might grow in God and that we will be unashamed. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, just as you're getting your packs. There's somebody who is very ashamed at the moment. Let's just put this one up. Remember this guy? Well, he made the declaration. He said, "I am ashamed." And you realise it's not a good idea to snack on cricket balls in the middle of a match. So he is ashamed, but we're unashamed. Amen? We're unashamed of gospel. Those three things that we talked about. We're unashamed before God, that we don't slink in God's presence. We don't have our head hung down because we've been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven. And we stand in that righteousness and we stand in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed in our life, and we're not people that are shy, nervy people, but we have a confidence, not because of ourselves, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry. We're not afraid to step out, and I encourage you to step out this year in ministry. Be ministering, be serving in some way. Every one of us is called and equipped to do that, so I encourage you with that. Unashamed of witness, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But in a little while, what I will be doing the Book of Life prayer, getting you to write down the names of people you will be praying for. So if they don't already spring to mind, just as we're going through from now on, begin to think about the people that you know, that you are in a relationship, that you want to see come into the kingdom of God. So you can begin to think about those things. So you get your little packs. They're slowly going around. Anyone who doesn't have a pack, who wants a pack? Yep, there's some over on this side. This section here needs some packs. You can have a little look in there so you can pull that out. What I would like you to pull out is this little diagram, and we're just going to take a moment just to go through this little diagram. As a church, everything we do is we're a team together. We are a team. And everything that happens in the life of the church happens when you rise up and be the person that God has called you to be. And the church only goes forward as you go forward. If you don't go forward, then the whole church is held back. But if you go forward, then we all go forward together, because it is us. We are the church. And as we go forward, as we grow, so all of us have a role to play. This is some key areas that we're just going to look at. So it's this sheet here. It's up on the screen there. And we want to have a little look just so you know who's who and what are the areas. And there's some exciting changes and developments that I want to share with you today. At the very top, though, you see the oversight. And I really praise God for the oversight. I can confidently go away for that extended holiday, know the church is in good heart and good hands. And we've got a great team. We work really well in love and unity together, honouring of one another, but just faithful, powerful men and women of God. And so I honour our oversight. And you'll see there over there, you've got a finance committee. Gary Kerwell is our chairman. We've got a great team in the finance committee, men and women of faith, who really have a heart for the church and to see the church go forward, and that we have all the resources to touch. You saw those programs going through there. There's a lot of programs that we have at church, a lot of programs. They need to be resourced. They need finances, and to manage the life of the church in terms of the finances, to inspire the faith. And in that area is the whole finance team. We've got a great team there. You'll notice we've got a great information IT team who do a great job in making sure that we've got internet and it's all networked all over the place. We can have host state executive meetings here, and we've got internet out in there, and it's all over the place. So we've got all this high-tech stuff thanks to that team. home improvement team always looking to enhance our building and the safety area with Trevor, property maintenance, Raj, making sure that all the building is there. If you see any problems with anything in the building, there's a light globe not working, the toilet roll holder fell off the wall, hopefully it didn't. Any problems, just speak to Raj. Raj is the man. Stand, give us a wave, Raj. Good on you, Raj. We're going to get people out a little bit later. Okay, I want to have a look at the children's area. It's a really exciting area. Mariel heads up the area there with our Grow Kids and the whole children's area. Such a vibrant, important part of the life of the church. And if you have a look there, it's got Grow Kids. But an exciting development there is that we've got Rachel Kerwell is coming on to be a 2IC in that area. So let's bless Rachel. And we're going to pray for you in a moment, Rachel. And we'll just go through all of this. We're going to get the leaders out. We're going to pray for them, and particularly the new ones. But I know Rachel's already... already emails have been flying backwards and forwards of all these great ideas and wonderful things. So it's going to be exciting having Rachel in there as a 2IC working with Muriel and just to see blessing upon the kids. That's a really exciting development. Another exciting development is in the kids club. By the way, our kids club is going really well. Sometimes we've got 25 more kids there. Wall-to-wall kids having a great time and plenty of room for a lot more. But Andrew and I done a great job there. But Shari, was Shari? Shari is stepping in to be a leader with that group as well. So that's really exciting. See Shari rising up in that way. Has a great heart for kids and has already got a lot of great ideas too. So that's exciting. We'll pray for you too. Another exciting area, a lot of exciting things happening in the children's area, is Juliet is now going to be running the playgroup. So bless Juliet. She's got a great team there. Muriel will obviously be in there and helping her, and there's a whole committee there that run that. But bless you, Juliet. And I know from Muriel said that already there's plenty of great ideas and a few emails and conversations of exciting things. So we're really excited about that. And Antoinette will be coordinator for our CRE. CRE is such a wonderful opportunity that this government, in law, we're able to go into public schools, primary schools, and preach the gospel by law. And this isn't an amazing privilege that we have that. And so let's use that privilege. If you're interested in being a CRE teacher, if you've got an hour that you can give, it doesn't even take an hour, but maybe to drive there and drive home again, it probably all takes an hour. You just love to see people coming into the kingdom of God. That's such a great opportunity to do that. They can come. All materials are provided. Very easy. They're made for a child, so even a child can teach them. So if you're I encourage you to get in there, opportunity, great opportunity with the CRE. Antoinette is our contact man or our point man, our point person, our lady that's in coordinating that. Says, see Antoinette if you want to know about what's this CRE, what do I do? And I encourage you with that. Welcome and stewards, area, Noel and Kathy oversee that area, done a great job overseeing all of that area, making sure people are welcome, making sure everything is in order. The place is clean, and Shari's our cleaner, does a great job there, and Barbara is our service host, making sure there's a glass of water for me, doing a great job, well done. And just looking after visiting ministry and just making sure the place is nice. Another exciting change is in the area of hospitality. Sue's done a great job there, but with Sarah Mason is coming along to work alongside us. So bless her, Sarah. So in the areas there of the catering and servery and all of those areas there, it's great to see you coming along and working alongside Sue in that area. It's a great area. It's exciting with our new servery and all of those things out there and wonderful things there. We're really looking to have the cafe drop-in really going. We've got some ladies trained up in the cappuccinos. There's more ladies that have been trained up. I think, was it this week they had some training or Thursday just gone? More of them are learning how to make cappuccinos. And it'd be great to have someone else come alongside Heather and just to be able to see work in that area with that drop-in. It'd be wonderful. So if that's on your heart, think, yeah, I'd love to make a cappuccino. But more than that, I have a heart for people. I like to want to talk to people. I want to, because people are going to drop in there. They may just have burdens and just need someone to talk to, so you just can talk to them, just be with them, have the opportunity maybe even to pray with them, even to lead them into the kingdom of God. What a wonderful thing. So many people, as heard Pastor John, I think I heard it on his message, I don't know if he heard it or whether he preached it, I wasn't here, but I listened to his sermon about, talked about all the men that rule in the cafes and everything all around the place, and the need just for people about to drop in, ladies, men, just to come in and have that fellowship. All the connecting areas, bless Lewis as he oversees that, and the area of the scrapbooking, with Kayleen and Heather doing a great job. It's a great group for scrapbooking. Very faithful, committed group of ladies gather for the scrapbooking. And they're not afraid, actually. They're unashamed. And because right on the activities they do, every week one of the things that they put on is a Bible verse. And these ladies, unchurched ladies who don't know Christ, are there happily cutting the verses out, reading them. It's explained to them. And they're actually putting them a part of what they're doing in this crop. I think that's wonderful. Very creative the way they do it. But just to see these ladies getting the Word of God and the sense of being a part of that, bring someone along, take someone along to that. That's exciting to see what is happening in that area. The new people, making sure our new people feel welcomed and integrated into the life of the church. They feel welcomed and a part of it. Alpha has always been wonderful. We've got Alpha coming up soon. You'll see that in your calendar when you get that in a little while. But Alpha is just a wonderful way to see people come into the kingdom of God. And this year, we're really getting serious more than ever about seeing people saved, to be unashamed. Alpha is such a wonderful, simple tool to do that. No hassle, no pressure. But they come along, they have a meal, they watch a DVD, they discuss any questions they want. Every time people have been saved, every time we've run that course, we run it twice a year, someone has given their heart to the Lord or recommitted back to the Lord. Some of them they've been saved and maybe yet have fed them back to another place, back to their own church. Maybe they were going to a church but didn't know Christ. But if you know people, invite them along. Be unashamed. Get them along to Alpha. If we really have a heart for people, what a great tool that is in that area, Alpha. Nursing home. John Anastasia is a fantastic team, and Pastor John and others that go into that nursing home. And there's always room for more people to go in, particularly some more ladies. And we've got a couple of ladies, and yeah, Dot goes along as well. But a great team that go into the nursing home. Some of those people have lived their entire life and not known the things of God. And some of them, if they don't know Christ, they're right at the threshold of eternity. Many of them are about to pass away. And if they don't know Christ, we know what will happen. And so our heart is that to be in there. I know Frank's in there as well, others that are involved in that. So I encourage you, get in there. This is, for many of them, this is their last chance to find out about the gospel. The missions area, and we've got a great leader, and Karen does a great job in that area, inspiring us, encouraging us in that area of missions. And if we've got to have that heart beyond ourselves, our apostolic center, and it's to have the heart. We need people saved around us, but to the ends of the earth. And if you want to have a heart for missions, you feel, yeah, I want to be on that team. I want to be one who's praying and have that real heart and passion for missions. And, yeah, have a chat to us, because it's great to see that team also expanded. Lewis does a fantastic job with transport. Not everybody has cars in the church. And you might think, well, gee whiz, I don't know what I can do. If you can drive, you can perform a great ministry to really help some people. So encourage in that area of that transport ministry. We have the worship team. And I just want to honour Kayleen. Does a fantastic job with our worship team. So yeah, let's put our hands together and bless Kayleen and the team there. Kayleen goes out of her way that you encourage the younger ones and get alongside them, encourage them, and really honour you for the way that you do that. And the whole team, she teaches them and leads them very well. And we've got a great team. We're looking for more of that, obviously more to grow. I know there's others that will be coming at some stage, coming onto the team this year, that are just learning and growing, getting a bit of confidence. But I just want to honour you, Kayleen, and bless that team. The sound team and the whole team there, good on you, Jeremy. Without Jeremy, you couldn't hear me this morning. So bless you, Jeremy and Sean and others that are on the team. Again, if you have a heart for any of these things, say, yeah, I'm not going to be ashamed. I want to do something. I want to serve. So bless you. Jeremy was here. He was here all afternoon yesterday. All afternoon. I don't know what you were doing yesterday afternoon, but he was here. He had cables everywhere. He's fixing this up and doing stuff and just making sure everything's right. He had his little meters, making sure the noise level was right in each part of the building and all this other gadgetry. So bless you, and spend a lot of time. So it's a great area. It's such an important ministry. If you want to minister, what a great way to do it. Just want to now bring an exciting change there is in the whole area of the next generation. Gary's still overseeing that as the contact support person on behalf of the oversight in that area. But we've had a change in that area, in that Brendan is now the main youth leader. We've got a team, but Brendan is taking over leading the youth group this year, so we praise God for that. Now, Brendan is very upset this morning. He had to be interstate today. He just so much wanted to be. He probably would have woken up, probably not crying, but very upset. He was feeling so guilty that he had to be interstate, but his heart is to be with us, and he's going to do a great job. They've got a great team of leaders there with Penny and Christian and Doreeny, and a great team that we've got there. Just want to take a moment just to really honour Gary, Gary and Kayleen alongside him. But Gary's been a leader in that area. He stepped in for 1 or 2 years and led it for about 9 years, 8 or 9 years, and done a fantastic job. When Gary took over, I think, well, he was the team. He formed a team. We had a team, more leaders than we had people, than more youth. And he said, no, look, I'm not worried about that. And some people are saying, oh, how come you've got more leaders than you've got people? He's saying, no, because we're building for the future. We're not just where we're at now. We've actually got a vision and we're building for something. So I honour you and commend you for that, Gary, just to see that. We've got a great, vibrant youth group. So bless you for all that you've done in that area. And, you know, and we've got a great youth group, and I praise God for that. So bless you for your faithfulness in that. It also leads me on to the next area, is the area of young adults. And Gary has been faithfully, and Kayleen have led that area. But this year, Gadget and Joyce are taking over the running of the young adults. And it's great to see them stepping up in that way. And so we're excited about that. And they're very excited, very passionate about our young adults. But again, we just want to honour you both for all that you've done with our young adults. And just when I first came, my very first time I came to this church, when I first came as the pastor of this church, I actually attended a meeting. Before I was actually appointed, they invited me to a leaders' meeting. I had to sit there with my mouth shut because I wasn't the pastor yet. But I sat there, and the decision was made to close down the young adult group. And I go, no. Simply because there wasn't someone to stand up at that time. And so we just honour you, Gary, the way that you've led that and just built that up and encouraged that. And I encourage you to get along to youth and young adults. If you're a young person, if you have young people, get them along to young adults, or youth, you know, get them along there. Don't wait until, oh, gee, you know, it's terrible. They're slipping away from the things of God. Make sure the things of God are birthed in them and allow that to be instilled in them. You young people, there's young people that are sitting here that have never been to youth or young adults. And I encourage you, don't be slack about it. Get along there and say, you know, this year I really am serious about God. I'm seriously going to grow. I'm not going to say I'm going to go and they're not going to go. I'm going to be there because I want to grow in God. I encourage you to do that. Get along to youth, get along to young adults and grow in God. You've had all the encouragement, great encouragement from Gary and the team. And just get in there. Parents, don't let your kids miss out. Don't sacrifice your kids. Get them involved. Get them along to kids' club. Get them along on Sunday morning. But get them into youth. Get them, you young adults. You rise as men and women of God. Get into fellowship. Don't allow the world to take things away. It's great to see that Daniel is now our hitman in terms of the secondary college, our contact there. So we do a great job out in there working in together with Fusion. So yeah, bless you, Daniel. And if you want to get working in the school, what a great opportunity in the high school. We have a high school that's, I don't know, is it 600 metres away, 700 metres away? I've never...
About
2 kilometres? Okay. All right, well... Just sounds less if you want to walk, doesn't it? But there's a team that go into that school, also into the other college there in Kiowa. And what a great opportunity to be with the students. And because they're at the age of searching, 14, 15, 16, around that age, they're really searching for their identity. Who am I? What's important in life? What kind of a person am I going to be? What a great opportunity to build relationships, to shape them for the kingdom of God. And you think, yeah, look, I've got some time during the day. And it doesn't matter how old you are. They don't think, oh, you're an old fogey. They think, no, you're someone who actually cares and they will relate to you. So have a chat to Daniel if you want to find out a little bit more about that. Areas of training, and we've got some great stuff. We'll go over some courses later on. We're not having our own conference here this year as we're looking really towards the national convention in Adelaide, which is in the September, end of the September school holidays. That's going to be where we want everyone, as many as we can, to gather together. We've already told you about it, but just keep sowing that, planning it. Start booking your accommodation, but don't book in as yet. Book in through the office because you get a discount. We get a group discount. It's, say, $50 a person if you do it through the office. So I encourage you to do that. We're going to give you more information on that again. You've already had a couple of lots. We'll give you another lot in the next couple of weeks just as we really encourage you with that. The courses, the SHAPE, Noel, just helping people find where they fit in and also with that SHAPE course. The life seminars have been fantastic. And we really want to push that even more with the finance seminar. We're starting a relationship seminar as an outreach this year as well. So we see people who marriage problems, family problems, they can come into the seminar and be witnessed to just through the love of Christ in those areas. Also, the Hearsay program, that spoken language tutor, a great opportunity. So many people come to the country, they speak English, but they have trouble pronouncing or speaking in such a way that Australians can understand them. And we've already built some great relationships, but again, we're looking to expand that all the more this year. Over the area of home groups is such an important area of our church. And home groups are not a program of the church. Some churches have programs. You can be in the tennis team, you can be in the home group, you can be in the... No, we don't work like that. We are a church of home groups. So every single person in the church is cared for in a home group. That's where care happens. That's where your pastor, the main pastoring, really happens through the home groups. And so if you're sick or struggling, you ring up your home group leader, let them know. Don't let us find out 6 weeks later, that you went to hospital and you're still there and no one knew. Tell your home group leaders. They can feed it back so people can visit you. But if you need casseroles, you need support, you need prayer, it all happens through the home group. So I encourage you to get along to the home group. Every one of you is in a home group, and you'll find that there's some lists that have been put up on the pillars there. Pastor John and Pastor Pat do a fantastic job overseeing that area. We just honour you and commend you for all the work. Can you put your hands together? And it's such an important work that they do in that area in coordinating that, the wonderful studies, meaty studies that have relevance to our daily lives, not just let's study the tabernacle without any application. Now, these are meaty things that have substance, and the home group leaders will add their own stuff as they're given that outline to go through, but we just want to honour you for that. But encourage you, get along to home group. You'll only grow to the extent that you choose to grow, and home group such is an important area. You find your gifts and exercise that and to move in the gifts of the Spirit. Pray for personal things. It's not always possible for the whole church to be praying for every need. We can't do that. But if you have a need, then get the home group praying. Get them, ring them up, ring your leaders and say, look, I've got this test. I need some prayer for it. Or I've got this happening. I need some prayer. Will you just cover me in prayer? So ring up your home group leaders. Let them stand with you. But I encourage you, if you haven't been along to home group, now I know some people are on shifts, so you can't go every week. And sometimes there's a husband and wife, well, what are we going to do with the kids? Well, sometimes you can just say to the host and say, look, is it okay we bring our kids? And, yep, you can work something out. Some families, if they're little, maybe if it's not too practical, maybe they can alternate. So the husband goes 1 week, the wife can go the next week. There are ways around it. But get connected in that area in home group. And it's such an important part. As I said, it's not an optional program. It's really, the life of the church is expressed out through the home groups. And we come together and we celebrate all that God is doing. But it's so important to be a part of the home groups. And so we honour you there. We'll talk about the home group leaders and we'll call them out in just a little moment. The area of counselling, it's honour Pastor Pat for all that she does, overseeing that whole area. There also is involved in chaplaincy, as we know, with Access Ministries, who have chaplains in all of the schools. Well, Pastor Pat's like the mentor or the counsellor, the coach, of quite a lot of the chaplains that are in schools, because they need someone to talk to. They need some help. This person's got this problem. I've got no idea. What do I do? Well, they can talk to Pastor Pat. So she does a great job encouraging them, ministering to their personal lives, and just building them up in that as well. Men's group. Can I commend the men's group to you with John and Stacey? We're really privileged and honoured to have a men's group. They gather together and to study the Word of God, to pray for one another, support one another. And not many churches have that privilege or have that of having a men's group who meet every week. And so just honour you, John, for your heart in that group. Yeah, bless John. And I just encourage you just to get along to men's group. You men, if you're working shifts, you're free on the Wednesday, and get along there. Grow and imparting to other people, the other people that will come in there. Never forget the difference that your presence makes and your input makes. It's not always about what I'm going to get out of something. It's also what you get in. That applies to home group, applies to every area of the church. Remember, you always bring something. There's a great things happen in that group. But also get along and bring what you can bring, the love of God, and just to worship and to praise him, encourage you in the men's group as well. Also with our woman to woman, with the ladies' fellowship, with Pastor Pat and Kayleen. That's such a powerful group, a wonderful group of women getting equipped and trained in life to be godly women, to be women of excellence. Encourage you, ladies, to get along there. If it's your shopping day, what a great plan. Make it another day. New year, yep, new day, new shopping day. Don't use anything like that to stop you coming along. You know, whatever priorities you need to change, change it, because you're hungry for God and you want to grow. And maybe take an unsaved lady along with her. Let her experience maybe a love and a warmth that she's never experienced before. So I encourage you in that area. Just with our home groups this year, just quickly go through the home groups. This year we've got Auburn Vale. You'll notice these are all listed there. You can follow that along on the right-hand side of your sheet there. We've got Auburn Vale. We've got Alan and Lorraine Dixon that are continuing to lead that group. It's exciting. The Kilo group, we've had Eula and Barbara doing a great job. It's wonderful to see the John Grubasek coming back in there. So just bless you, John, as you come back into as a leader there. He's been a leader for many, many years and had a couple of years doing some other stuff. But we just want to honour you, John, as you're stepping back into that row, into that role. Delahaye Home Group, with the we bless you for Frank and Doreen, for your heart in that area there. St Albans Central with Heather and Karen. And another change with the St Albans Orth Group, which Linda's been leading, but also great to see Dorothy Long coming into that area. So bless you, Dorothy. Can't see you wherever you are somewhere. And bless you, Dorothy, stepping into that area there. That means Pastor John and Pastor Pat are free to move around the home groups, to step in, to support. And so that's just wonderful in that way. And also St Albans West with Nolan Graham as well. It's a wonderful group. So I just want to ask all those leaders to come out the front here. We're just going to pray for them this morning. So all those people, just come out the front. All the home group leaders, the children's leaders, the kids' club leaders, all those people I've said, just come out the front, scrapbooking, you people, Alpha, nursing home, missions team, sound of production, music team leaders, youth, young adults leaders, stewards welcoming, men's group, ladies' group, other things that I'm not leading. All of those areas just want to come out the front. And we're just going to pray for them as a group, and then I'm going to ask those people that are particularly Rachel, has become a leader, that assistant leader in that area, to come forward. We're going to get her to step forward. Really want to pray and her into that role. It's an important role for Gadgen and Joyce as they're stepping up. We want to lay hands on them in just a moment. But let's just pray for these people and praise God. And if you're not one of the ones standing out here, then maybe begin to say, Lord, maybe there's something in me that you want to stir. Maybe there's an area that you want me to be involved in. Everyone, all of those many, many faithful servants, as you hear, people help with tea and coffee and serve in so many wonderful ways. Joe doing the lawns and all of those wonderful areas of service is so important. So just honour everyone, because we're all a part of the team, whether you're a leader or you're out, you're one of the ones who are serving faithfully. We're all the team together. But I just want to pray for these leaders and just honour them before the Lord. Honour your leaders. The scripture says, honour your leaders. And it says, don't give them a hard time. It says, don't make it a chore for them. Let it be a joy to them to be a leader. Let it be a joy for them to be a leader. So support them, encourage them, stand with them, pray for them, and work with them. So let's just pray. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord, Lord, that we have a great team in our church, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for all the leaders that are assembled here. Father, I just thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those that are just even responding to the call in this way for the first time. But, Lord, I thank you that every one of them is called according to your purpose. And, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you just bless them, Lord, as they stand in these areas, Lord, of leading, Father. Lord, what a high calling it is, Lord. It's a scary thing to be a leader because we have to give account to you. But, Lord, what a joy it is, Lord, because you empower us. Lord, you release us, Lord, and you use us, Lord, to bring glory to your name. And so, Father, I just thank you for each of the leaders. I thank you, Lord, that they're equipped of you. Father, let them grow in you. Let them grow in passion, Lord. Let them grow in hunger for you, Father. Let them grow in sensitivity to your Holy Spirit. Lord, that they will stand in authority, Lord, and power in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for each one now, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Let's lay hands. I want the oversight just to stand at the front, and we're just going to lay hands upon, particularly hands on Rachel, if Rachel wants to go out the front. Shari, we really want to lay hands upon you as well. Lay hands upon, let me just see who else. Brendan, we'd lay hands on him, but he's not here. Gadgen and Joyce, you're stepping up into a new role, overseeing that area in the young adults. And we just really want to pray for you as you stand there as leaders. Those that are, the new home group leaders, Dot, we want to pray for you. Also, we want to pray for John, who's coming back also. Just come in those areas that are coming into leadership. There's those that are contacts or coordinating roles, but these ones that are staying. Sorry. Juliet, yep. Anyone else that I haven't mentioned? Sarah. Yep, with Sarah. Yep. Yeah, Antoinette and Daniel are our contact people. And so you can come forward. We'll pray for you as our contacts in those areas. So we're just going to lay hands upon you. So all the oversight, how many hands have we got and how many? We've got enough hands, so two people each. And we're just going to lay hands. I think we've just about got enough. Kayleen, we need the wives as well to come. We'll pray for them. I just want you to, I'll commission them as a group, and then I just want you to pray for them for their specific area. We won't have time for each individual couple, but each, as an oversight, we'll do that. So we're just going to lay hands upon them, and all right, let's just pray for these guys. All right, Father, we just thank you, Lord, as we stand now. Let's just pray together. Father, as we just stand with these people in front of us, Father, we just thank you, Father, Lord, that they've been a call to you. Father, they've been appointed by you, Father, and Lord, that they're raising up to a new challenge this year. Father, they're stepping up, Lord, in the things of God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that they're responding. And Father, we just commission them now. We appoint them for the great task, Lord, that you have appointed them and anointed them for. Father, we just set them apart for what you've already been stirring, Lord, what you've already been doing, Lord. If they're stepping into a new role, Lord, or stepping up into a greater level of responsibility, Father, we just pray, Lord, for your hand upon them now, Lord, that they just know, Lord, that you're standing with them. So, Father, as we lay hands upon them, Lord, we commission them and we appoint them, Lord, to these areas. Lord, of serving your kingdom, Lord, that the kingdom of God may grow, Lord, that this church will grow also, Father, that the name of Jesus Christ will be lifted up. So, Father, we just will set them aside now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just take a couple of moments now and just pray for them and pray God's blessing upon them. God gives you a prophetic word. You can just speak that over them and come around there. So that will be great. And just to pray for them. Thank you, Father. The rest of us, just keep on praying. Let's pray. Pray for these people. Just pray that God will stir them and touch them in that way. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Lord, again, we just thank you, Lord, for our leaders, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for their heart, Lord, and the service of you, Father, Lord, the many sacrifices they make for us, Lord. And Father, we just acknowledge that, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you bless them, bless their families, Lord, bless spouses that have released them into these roles, Father. Lord, that you just honor their whole families, Lord. Let the blessing of God be upon them, Father. Lord, we honor them before you now. And Father, we just thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, and the call upon their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, leaders. You may all be seated. Let's put our hands together and bless them as they sit down. Just got a few more things to do this morning. We're not going to be too long today, so that's fine, but a few more things that we want to do. One of the things that are very exciting, and bless Linda too, is doing a ministry to the elderly this year, particularly around Easter and Christmas time, just getting gifts together to give people who don't have any relatives or friends has a real heart in that way. So bless you, Linda, in that initiative. I just want to want us to, the oversight can come, and particularly with John and Pastor John and Pastor Pat. I just want to lay hands on them this morning. Our call as a church is to be an apostolic center. An apostolic center means that we're on the cutting edge of what God is doing, but primarily it means to be sending people forth, releasing them, the call of God upon their lives. And so if I ask Pastor John and Pastor Pat come and stand here, we just want to commission them for something very exciting this morning. There's been something that's been birthed on their hearts for many, many years. Many years, I don't know, 9, 10 years or so. It's been confirmed prophetically in many ways. And I'm just going to allow them just to share for just a few minutes this morning. Then we're going to lay hands upon them to set them aside to a ministry that God is calling them to. Don't worry, they're still here. That's fine. Some of you are beginning to worry. Don't worry. It's a wonderful thing. It's a part of the life and the expression of our church. So I just want to let them hand over to them, let them tell us a little bit about... the microphone's down there. A little bit about Grow Outreach and exactly what that is. So let's just give our attention to them.
Good, thanks, Pastor Chris. just like to share briefly this morning that something that's been prophesied and spoken on over our lives in about 1997, I think, it was prophesied that by Pastor Stephen Holt, you know, that it was time to go, to move out and to share what God has invested in our in, into our lives. And so we were given that prophecy, and also was quite a few people had already added to that and spoken about it. And Pastor Rob Barley, I feel, really put a real significant seal on. And just to get the heart of that, I'd just like to read Pastor Bob's prophecy and about that. So the prophecy is, I think it was around about 4 years ago now that Pastor Rob Barley spoke here in the church, and the prophecy he got there that we felt then that the seed that God had sown into our hearts had taken root, and he was calling on us to take steps of faith. And we shared this with Pastor Chris then, and also in the between there, I became a fully credentialed national pastor. But again, strong words of confirmation kept coming forth for us to move out into areas of need. Mm-hmm. And the prophecy that Pastor Rob spoke about, and this was it, he spoke about this, and Rob said that he saw a railway yard with steam engines in it that were pulling all these carriages around. And he said he seen us as one of those strong engines who had steadily and faithfully pulled and assisted many carriages around this rail yard. But he was saying now, God was saying it was time to unhitch all those carriages and to move out of the yard and to start moving out into other tracks, and there are many other carriages just waiting for that steam engine as assistance and power to help them along. So we're very excited then with that prophecy or confirmation, really, that Pastor Rob Barley spoke then and there. But so we're was always on our hearts, but we believe that Grow Church is now secure, and there's been a strong foundation built upon from our pastor, senior pastor Chris, and strengthened by the leadership. As you've seen this morning, what a strong leadership team we have. And I think it's really encouraging as a church when you've got that whole width of that of people and leadership. I'm sure your hearts were gladdened this morning as you've seen people like that just stand up and say, yeah, that's good, that's good. But and so it's good. But as we said, all this prophecy and that was spoken over our lives about moving out. And this moving out, what it means, we're not leaving it. This is still our church home. But what it does mean, it means that we'll be moving into the wider body of the CRC movement and beyond that, particularly starting off within Victorian regional centres, just ministering in the churches there. A lot of these churches don't get much visiting ministry, And oftentimes pastors, churches go through periods of difficulties and situations, and we just want to be there in those times. But our heart is just to move around pastoring, ministering, mostly ministering out of our life, out of our testimony in Jesus Christ. And that, so what we've been doing, we've been getting things put in place, and how we propose to move around. We've bought a caravan and vehicle there. You can have a look at that later. But to be fully self-sufficient, where as we move around, that we just won't be a burden on the churches there. We'll be fully independent, and we'll be able to bring people aside for ministry in the confidence of the van sort of place, that sort of thing, but to reach out and to do that sort of thing. So our first official trip is start commencing in May anyway, and we've been approached for others in between that. But that's all going to take place, and do, as I said, something that's been birthed for quite a number of years, and it's coming to fruition. We're just waiting for this thing to happen, being able to get a vehicle and a van so we can move around, and so we will be starting out on this ministry this year. But as I said, what that means, we will be missing at different periods of time, some short periods, some extended periods, but this is still home. Church, Grow Church is our home. And and so I think we'll leave it there. You want to share something, Pat, too?
Also? I'd just like to say, just to confirm what John said, that we've really prayed. The word, sometimes God gives us a word and we can expect it to happen tomorrow, but God has to prepare many things, prepare us and prepare things. And our vision was always that we would have our own vehicle and our own van, as we said. And we praise God that money that we had invested that seemed to be taking time came into fruition just before Christmas with some other that we'd saved. And so we were able to purchase the van just before Christmas. We haven't had much use of it yet. But at that time, I received a phone call from a lass in another church. She has a prophetic ministry. She's an intercessor. And she'd been asked by her church to, I know her quite well, to pray for something very serious in their church. And as she was praying and as she'd completed that prayer, the Lord spoke to her about John and I. And the feeling she got was that there would needed to be a confirmation to us, but that it came outside of the church. And she rang me very excitedly early in the morning and said that she didn't know if it meant anything. She knew nothing about what we were doing. And but she said that the Lord had spoken very clearly just twice, and he'd said to tell us it is now time. It is now time. And so it was just so powerful that it is now time. And as I said, we have been asked by different places in the past, but we have not felt the time was right. But we're ready to go now. And we really would like to everyone to share with us and enjoy the van, because I haven't been well over the Christmas holidays. We couldn't do that. But in the next few weeks, we will be inviting you to come for just a sandwich and to come and see the van and just to be able to catch hold of the vision, because we'd prayed about a name and God said, you've got your name. We're Grow Outreach. We're outreaching from this body. We're going out, and we're not just being sent out. We are going out and we're taking you with us, because it is Grow Church. That's the apostolic vision that has been given to this church. And as Pastor John said, we're going out to stand alongside churches. If there's a need, that pastors need a break to go on holidays, but that's not our aim, to go and look after churches for pastors to be on holidays. We want to go and stand alongside the pastors. We want to be mum and dad to the church. We want to stand alongside the pastor and his wife and minister to them and to their needs, and then counsel and spend that time. When we go in May, it's been set up a whole week for me to be in an office to be able to counsel people, so people can come and make appointments, and it needs to be in a relaxed atmosphere and to whatever the need of that church is. And even further back, just quickly, it goes back to many of you, I know Fred and Marie, will remember that our son Gary went out with Pastor John Sagon in Eagle Ministries. And that's where it started to sow, because Gary used to ring us and write to us and say, there is such a need, there is such a need, as they went around Australia ministering in song and in schools to churches. And God started to reveal to us that we were so rich in resource in this church, which was then Westvale Christian Family Church, so rich, and there are so many others. And God says, spread it around. We need to be sharing. And so I challenge each of you as well that God has given you much. Share it. Share the gospel. Share your resources. Share your homes. Share your love. Share your food. Whatever it is that God's called you. None of us that say that we can't. We are to be fingers that reach out into this community and into this world. And God has richly blessed us. He's given us abundance, and we need to share that. Thank you.
When this was shared with me many years ago, at the time, my heart really leapt, because I just really sense this is something God, this is part of the call of our church to be an apostolic centre. It's a sending out. And you'll still see plenty of them. Don't think, oh no, we're never going to see them. You'll see plenty of them. But they will be gone for those times, whether it's a couple of weeks sometimes, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month or two. They'll be gone at different times. But they're still going to be heavily involved in the life of the church, still in the oversight, still overseeing home groups. Still involved, but we really want to lay hands upon them and commission them. This is an apostolic ministry. They will minister to the churches, but they will go and pastor pastors. That's what they will do. Minister to them, minister their needs, their families. Some of them in isolated situations don't get a lot of support, don't have a lot of contact with others. Some church pastors are scared to, well, can't afford to invite a guest speaker because we don't have enough offerings to pay for petrol and then to bless them and to feed them and if we need to accommodate them or whatever else. And so a lot of those churches, they don't have any ministry at all. And so there's a lot of isolated pastors out there. And so their heart is they'll really minister to them. They'll minister to the people, bless the churches, and make it a great impact. So I'm just going to call the oversight. We just want to lay hands upon them and just maybe we can do it down on the floor. There might be a little bit more room there. And I want you just to stand up and pray with us just as we commission them for this task. So this is one of the most significant things that's happened in the life of the church. You might not appreciate that at the moment, but I think in times ahead you will appreciate the significance of what is happening here. Next week will be significant when we lay hands on Pastor Mike and Shirley for going to Africa. Today is there the ministry. During our next few weeks' time, our CRC movement as a denomination will be laying hands upon them, commissioning them, and sending them and releasing them as recognised by our movement here. In this ministry. And so it's a significant thing right around all the CRC churches and others that I'm sure they will say, please, will you come to us as well? I'm sure it'll be more than just our CRC family. It'll spread beyond that. But they're going out from here. And so when they go, you go. They're an extension of you. They're extension of our heart, extension of our ministry, extension of your personal ministry. If you pray for them, you become a partner in them. You will share in their blessing as well, that God will bless them. And so be a partner with them and pray for them, have a heart for them. But we just want to commission them for this calling. So let's just pray together now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we just stand before you now with our precious brother and sister, Lord, that we love so dearly. Lord, we love them so much. Lord, we honour them, Lord, for who they are. Lord, also for what they do, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for the gift they are to us as a church, Father. But we recognise, Lord, that they're also a gift to the wider body. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just stand together, Lord, and we just release them, Lord, to this higher call. Lord, as they move about, Father, Lord, and minister in other places, Father, we know they will continue to minister here and minister effectively here. But, Father, we just commission them now and appoint them, Lord, for this apostolic ministry that you've set them aside for. Lord, that they will go into places, Lord, where others don't go, Father. They will stand in cities, Lord, and they will take the dominion of Christ. They will change the spiritual atmosphere of cities and towns even as they come in there. As they stand and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, they will see strongholds broken in the name of Jesus Christ. They will see the glory of God raised even as a banner over those cities. They'll see pastors and their wives, their families blessed and ministered to. We proclaim that in Jesus' name, Lord, that they will stand even as coming as like generals that are coming into the city, Lord, and they will take that stand in the name of Jesus Christ. They'll exert influence even in the heavenly realms, even not just in the natural but in the supernatural. Lord, they'll have a great influence upon the realms and the areas, Father. So, Lord, we just see that, Father, that you prepare, Lord, you made a way, Father. They will go in the power and the confidence in the name of Jesus Christ. They will be unashamed, Lord, as they proclaim the power of the risen Christ. So they'll see healings, they'll see miracles, see signs and wonders, see people even coming into the kingdom of God. And so, Father, we set them aside for this calling, Lord. As brothers and sisters, Lord, we rejoice, Lord, as it's a part of our ministry, part of our hearts, part of this church, which is us. It's our families, Lord, together as we stand. And so, Father, even as they go, Lord, we see this as an extension of us and pray, Lord, that you bless them, Lord. We release them now and anoint them, Lord, appoint them, Lord, for this high calling in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's put our hands together and bless them. Praise God. You may be seated. Just a couple more things this morning, and we're having your lunch. And don't remember. Please remember. Don't forget. We are having lunch, so you don't need to rush out together. Just quickly have a little look in your pack there. I just want to show it to you. I'm not going to read it to you. You can read, and so you can read it. But this is just outlining our courses that we have for this year. We have three lots of courses running on Sunday evenings. Each bracket goes for 4 weeks. First bracket of courses is starting at the end of this month, the 28th of February. First lot of courses starting. You'll see all the choices, all of those things are there. I don't want to read it to you. You can read it. But can I encourage you, if you're one who doesn't go to the night services for whatever reason, that you can say, no, Lord, I'm really going to grow this year. We've got some great courses, ones that no one has ever done in the church before. There's some great stuff here. I'm not going to talk about it all now. We don't have time. But if you say, Lord, I'm serious. I want to grow in God. I really do. And I don't want to be the same person as I was last year. And you get changed from many things will happen, many circumstances, whatever, will force you to grow. But why don't you be deliberate about growing and get along to some of those courses. Three lots of 4 weeks. Brackets, each group will go for four. There's one course, the Truth Project, actually goes for the 12 weeks. It'll go for 4 weeks. Then we have our do other programs. It'll go for the next lot of courses. It'll go for another 4 weeks. Then the next lot. It's a program that will run right through. You'll hear more about that in the future. But can I commend those courses to you? Other pastors say, man, well, how do you have all these courses? How do you do that? Isn't that wonderful? Well, we have a heart to see people grow. We grow church. So don't allow the tools not to be used. And be serious and say, no, I'm serious. I really do want to grow, and use those opportunities. So you can have a little read through that. Another thing just to pull out of your pack, you'll see Grow Daily in there. It's this one here. This is a reading guide. Last year we gave you the New Testament. This year you've got both the Old and New Testament. And it's a reading plan. So what you do is that you grow. You get alone with God. G is for getting alone with God. You read a scripture and apply it. So you look up the reading for the day. You read those one or two chapters, whatever it is. You can either do the Old Testament or the New Testament, or you say, no, I'm going to do both this year. Well, it's up to you. It's how much time you've got, how much time you want to spend. And you can go through the whole Bible in this time. And now it's already started, so we've got a few weeks there. If you want to go through the whole Bible in a year, you'll have to do a bit of catching up. There, this has already started, this plan. But it's a cyclic plan, so you can start now and then go all the way through. So you get the scripture there. You observe it. Well, what is the scripture saying? What does it mean to me? Well, that's great, but what does it mean to me? Lord, what are you saying to me through your word now and today? So if you observe it, how do I apply it? What difference? And then you spend some time worshiping and in prayer. So that's to help you. This is every one of us. Some of you last year said, oh, yeah, what a great idea. I'm going to do that. And then you didn't do it. Now, I'm not reminding you of that to make you feel guilty. I'm reminding you of that to say, no, let's get serious. And say, no, I really am going to grow. I'm really going to spend that time in the Word of God. And it's so important. You learn a lot through church and home group and all the other programs, through men's and ladies, whatever. But your own time with God is so important. So I encourage you with that. And what I want to do is just take 5 minutes or so more with the Book of Life prayer. Now, I just want to pull out this little brochure here. We have this thing called the Book of Life. And what this book of life is we know that in heaven there is a Lamb's book of life. The ends of the age, when men and women will all stand before God. It says the books of heaven will be opened, and the scriptures are on the back there. You can read those yourself. And they're going to have a look in the books, and they're going to see whose names are written in the book of life. And if your name is not in the book of life, then you face eternal judgment and eternal punishment forever, unceasing, not just for a time, not just for a season, but forever, eternal punishment, it says. And so there are people that we know. Now, if we were in heaven, each of us who know Jesus Christ are confident, well, we know for a fact our names are there. But some of us have got people that we want to see in this Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. And so that's what the Book of Life prayer is about. This is about people that we know and that we are in relationship with. So I'm not talking about praying for Bin Laden or someone like that, because the chances are not going to meet Bin Laden. But if you do, you can get about $30 million reward, by the way. But anyway, that's beside the point. But the chances are you don't know him. And so it's no point putting people that you don't know. All right? But these are people that you know, that you're in contact with. And what we're doing is we're going to write down these names and we want to bring these and have them before the Lord. You'll notice that this is in two parts here, this sheet. So open it up. Make sure you've got it open. You'll see. And if anyone needs a pen, just while I'm talking, if you don't have a pen, put your hand up and we'll give you a pen. So put your hand up if you don't have a pen with you. And the ushers or stewards have got some pens. Just keep it up high just while I'm explaining it and they'll give you a pen. Or they'll lend you a pen. You can give it back. Or if you're desperate, you can have it. That's okay. All right. Now, the idea of this, now most of us know, but maybe we're not all familiar with it, is that we're writing down the names. And you write them both on both sides, the same names on both sides there. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to tear this in half in just a moment. One lot will come to us in the office and they will be collated and they will be put in this Book of Life prayer, which we pray over at prayer meetings. Other times we come and just thumb through the book and we bring those people before the Lord and we pray for them. And so that's for us as a church to corporately pray for. But the other half is the one that you keep, which you'll have in your Bible to remind you to be praying for these people. Because if you love people, you won't want to see them in hell. Is that true? If you really love them, if you really love someone, you don't want to see them in hell. You really don't. And so this is that we're going to pray for them. So there's two sides. One side, which is the one that you sign, you actually keep that. We're not interested in your signature. Well, it's up to you. The one that says, please keep this section on the right, is what you keep as a reminder to you. The one on the left-hand side. Now, if you don't have one of these because you didn't have a pack, put your hand up. There's plenty of spares. If you don't even have one of those, you're welcome to. We want everyone to have one of these, everyone, not just husband and wives. You personally need to do this. Don't say, oh, my wife's praying or my husband's praying. No, you need to be praying. You need to pray. We're all called to do that. So just while you're getting those names, so what we're looking for is people you're in relationship. It could be your children. It could be your parents. It could be your colleagues from work. It could be your neighbours. Could be friends. It's people that you know and are in relationship because you acknowledge that God has strategically placed you there. And he's related you to that person for the sole reason that you might impact them with the gospel. And you can't choose your relatives, but you can reach out to them because God has chosen you to reach them out. I just want to read a scripture why they're still doing that. It says in Romans 10:11, it says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on the name of the Lord they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are those, the feet of those who bear good news. Well, you've been sent out, you've been commissioned by the living God, appointed to bring these people into the kingdom of God. And the idea of this is that you will pray for them. Pray for them. You don't want to see any of your family. You don't want to be in eternity and see your loved ones or workmates not in eternity with you. And there's no crying or heartache in heaven. We're told that. But I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I just don't want that. I'm sure none of us do. So just, I'm going to pray. If you haven't already written some names down, you can start writing those names down. You can put as many names as you want. But these are people that you're going to commit to actually speaking to as well. It's one thing to say, oh, I'll pray for them. But you're also saying, Lord, I'm going to look for opportunities to tell them. I'm going to be unashamed and I'm going to tell them about the love that Jesus had for them. And if they've slammed the door in your face before, well, then you say, Lord, I'm going to pray. Lord, this is a different year. This is a different time. It's a now time, an appointed season. And my heart is to see these people coming to know Jesus Christ. And so I trust that that is our heart. Life is not just about us and us finding God. This is about us reaching out and touching people's lives for eternity. So if you just write down those names there, you've got two halves. I want you to rip it in half yet. We're going to pray first, and then I'll get them collected in a moment. But same names you write on both sides. So you write them once for you and once so they're collected, and they'll be putting in our prayer book, our book of life there. So two sets of names, one on the left, one on the right. Same people, both sides. Same people, both sides. Okay? Has everybody written down those? Okay, I trust these are people close to your heart that you don't think you have to think of someone. If you have to think of someone, they're probably not really on your heart. These are people that, and your commitment, your compassion is to see them coming into the kingdom of God. All right, so once we've done that, let's just take a moment. I just want you to hold this up before God now. All right, just hold it up with a sign, as a sign. Just hold your sheet of paper up before God, and He's holding it up. This is a part of our commitment. Yes, I'm going to pray for these people. I'm going to look for opportunities, but my heart is to see them come into the kingdom of God. So hold them up nice and high. Let's hold them up and let's just begin to pray for these people. So close your eyes and let's just join in prayer. Father, as we hold up these names before you now, Father, these are ones, Lord, we so much want them to know the love of Jesus. Father, people who don't have any idea, Lord, maybe they're just struggling or they're just lost, Lord, they don't even know they're lost. But Father, they desperately need to know the love of Jesus Christ. So Father, we just bring these people before you now, Father. We just pray, Lord, that you'll touch them. Lord, that we just see them set aside, Lord, sealed in heaven, Father. That's our prayer, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, for a boldness, Lord, for a confidence, Lord, that we'll be unashamed, Lord. We be the ones, Lord, not pray for someone else to do it, but Lord, that we will unashamedly stand and lovingly and gently declare the love of Jesus Christ to these people. So Father, we bring them before you now. But Father, I bring the people that are holding these up today, Father, that they will be confident enough, Lord, to love and to share, Lord, the love of Christ with these people. Father, Lord, let us not be self-absorbed, Lord, let us not be callous and uncaring, but Father, let us have compassion, Lord, and let us have a heart to see them know Jesus, Lord, let us stir in our heart, Lord, let us be desperate, Lord, let desperation be upon our hearts, Lord, that we will see these people know Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want you now just to carefully just to tear it in half, downwards, just tear it in half, two sides. So if you can do that now, I want the stewards, if they can collect one half, and the other half you keep to yourself. So the one that you sign, that's what you keep. The one on the left, you hand that copy in. So can you please do that now? And I want everyone to be doing this. Don't not do this. Now let's all care enough to do this. Okay, so just tear it down the middle, down the join there, down the fold, and give one side to the stewards. Okay. Can I commend that to you? Don't write the people's names, never pray for them. But please do that. Just have that heart. I mean, it seems silly me asking you to pray for people you love. It's probably ridiculous, in fact, for me to do that. But I'm just encourage you, please don't forget. Please don't forget to pray for them. Don't forget to pray for these people that you're in relationship, that you've been strategically placed in relationship with. You also notice in your pack, just as they're collected, you'll have some of these cards. And there's three or four of these cards in each of the packs as well. And the purpose of these cards is that if you're talking to someone, you want to invite them along to ladies. And they go, oh, they're not going to remember what time ladies' meeting starts. So you just maybe put your name and put ladies' meeting 10 o'clock or whatever on the back. So you're unashamed. You're talking to people. You're inviting them along. Invite them to church. Give them a card. Inviting them to a program. Just write the details down the back. And when it starts, and they'll know to come. They might want your email address. They might want to contact you or whatever else. Use those cards. So all of you should have a nice supply of those. If you want more, we can get you more of those. Just also, the calendars will be going out, and just as the stewards are working hard there, any of them, all those Book of Life, make sure you give them to, and give them to me or whoever else, just hand them in, make sure they get handed in. Calendars are going out, they have all the events for the year in it, so I just encourage you, please never say, oh, I didn't know, because I'm telling you from now on, You know, okay? You know when the prayer meeting is. You know when the church concert is. You'll know when this is. You'll know when that is. You know where everything is because it's all in the calendar. So have a look at the calendar. One of the things I draw your attention is too, when you get the calendars, you notice that some of the areas are highlighted in blue. If it's in blue, that's really for the whole church to be involved in. And we encourage everyone to get along to the ones with blue on those areas. You'll see those on the calendars as well. And one thing I will point out, you'll notice there's the Brimbank Festival coming up in March. I think it's the 13th of March, I think, something like that. Someone who've got a calendar, tell me if I'm wrong. The Brimbank Festival. And as a church, we want to make an unashamed declaration. They're having a parade. We want to be involved in the community parade. And I'd love some of you handy guys to look at maybe we can get a float or something to be a part of that parade. No, the Moomba Parade, we're having a community parade and the Brimbank Festival. So I'd love if some of you guys want to talk to me about, you've got some ideas, we could have our own float. Or at very least we can march in that and declare, no, we're here in the community, we're here to make a difference. We're going to have some stalls that will run all day. Great opportunity to talk about the playgroup and scrapbooking and all those groups. Let people know what we're doing. So we want to be involved in that. You'll see that in your calendar. But just to encourage you with that, keep it on the fridge or wherever it's handy for you. But you'll know all of the things that are happening because you have those calendars. There should be plenty there. So take those calendars and have a look at that. We're going to close in just one moment. Before we do, I just want to show you a little clip. We have our own declaration which we're going to make. You'll also notice... You'll notice also in your pack you'll have this little card as well. And this is a declaration that we stand together as Grow Church and we make before God. Before we do that, we're just going to show a little clip. Now, this talks about being the fellowship of the unashamed. And that's who God has called us to stand in, as ones that are unashamed. So we're just going to watch this little clip just as they're collecting and handing those out. And then we'll stand together and we'll make this declaration.
I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
Amen. Well, we're going to stand and make this declaration ourselves. Can we stand to our feet? We're going to stand together and we're going to declare this as a church. It'll be on the screen. If you can't read the screen, hold your little card. It's got the whole thing there. And this is a real statement that we are making together before God. So if you bring that up on the PowerPoint, yep. This declaration. And this is our declaration. And I want you to say it with all your passion. We're going to say it together. I'll lead it and we'll just say these words together. But I pray this becomes your own declaration, something within your own heart, that something of the Spirit of God is stirring even right now in your heart and saying, no, things are going to be different this year in my life. I'm going to stand as maybe I've never stood before. I'm going to touch people as I've never touched them before. I'm going to see my friends and my relatives, people I love. I'm going to see them come into the kingdom of God. I'm not going to give up on them. I'm not going to make any more excuses, no more compromise. I'm going to stand in that position that God has called me to stand in. And I'm going to let sin dog my path. I'm not going to let things overwhelm me, but I'm going to stand as a son and daughter of the Most High God and stand in the power and the authority of the risen Christ. And I am going to be one who stands unashamed. Amen? We're going to say this declaration together. So let's say it together in a loud voice. It says, I have one life to live, and I will live my life to glorify God. I will not waste this life by living in the past through empty living, petty thinking, hurtful resenting, or faithless worrying. I have given my life to Christ, and so I determine to live my life to please God and not myself. I will do this every day in all I do, walking closely with Jesus. I will honor and love the church family the Lord has placed me in. I am going to be loving, forgiving and generous. I will serve with a glad heart to help us become all God wants us to be. I know that God has given me a job to do, and I am going to do it without excuses or compromise. I'm going to do the best I can with what I have for Jesus Christ today. I stand as someone made new through Jesus Christ. I have experienced his transforming power in my life. I will not go back to my old life. I'm not going to back down or give up when times are tough. I'm not just a hearer of God's word, but I am a doer. I'm growing to be more and more like Jesus. I will not be selfish in what the Lord has given me, but I will share with others the great love that God has shown me in Jesus. From this day, I will see others as people that Jesus died for, and with compassion, do all I can to lead them to Jesus by my words and by my life. I am moving forward today as a spirit-empowered believer who is not going to be bullied by the devil. Problems and temptation will not overcome me. I will not be diverted from the race that God has called me to run. My eyes are firmly on Jesus. To my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I say, however, whatever, wherever, and whatever you ask me to do, my answer in advance is yes. Wherever you lead me and whatever the cost, I'm ready, anytime, anywhere, anyway. Whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes, I want to be used by you in such a way that on the final day I hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in and let the eternal party begin. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we just stand and declare that this day, Lord. Let it not be hollow words, but Father, let it echo and reverberate in every heart and every spirit, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the great calling upon each of us. And Lord, that you've called us together, that you've set us, Lord, called us. We could be at any time, in any place, but Lord, you called us together. You put us in Grow Church that we might stand and proclaim and to be unashamed and proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for every person that's a part of this family. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they're called of you, they're equipped of you. Lord, they stand ready in your purposes. And so, Father, we commend each one to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just want to pray for our oversight too. We get our oversight just to pray. Just want to bless them as a team and just want the whole church just to pray for our oversight. We really need your prayer, so oversight come and you just pray for us. We really need your wisdom. So just as a church, you pray for us and pray for us. Father, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. You pray for us. I'm not going to pray. You pray for us. We need your prayers as we stand together. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise Amen. Lord. We're really trusting and believing for a great year in the things of God. Amen. Yeah. And just like the, for us to show our love, our appreciation to our senior pastor, our brother. He's certainly put a lot of work and time and effort into what God's laid on your heart for us for the year. And we know as if we seek God, we will find him. He will show us his ways. Amen. Amen. And so, Lord, we just again pray for our brother, Lord, again, as he shepherds the flock, Father. We just pray for your anointing, your power, your authority, Lord God. Lord, to be upon this man. Lord, just be with his wife, Muriel. Lord, his sons, Joshua, Matthew, and Caleb, Father. Lord, that you continue to bind them together as a family, Lord. Lord, that your hand of protection and covering will be upon them, Lord. Lord, you will guard them in every way from the wiles of the enemy, Father. Lord, that there would be nothing come upon this man, Father. Lord, Lord that he's hinder his walk with you or his desire to preach the good news that Jesus lived. So, Lord, we say thank you, brother. We say thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, Lord, for the way you've just led our brother, for the vision you've laid on his heart, the word that you've spoken in. Lord, and as the weeks unfold, we will just hear more of what it means to serve you, how we are to come before you boldly and share the good news unashamedly before Jesus. Amen.
Just